did that's called Shield of advertising.
Corn Shield?
Yes, Corn Shield. I thought that.
They went bust years ago.
Well, I thought they'd gone bust, but I saw it in here.
How long was our guarantee?
Corn Shield.
So, look. I haven't even read the paper today.
Example, 1,000 picture window, normally £248, now only £48.
What?
Though this research was carried out in the northeast of Scotland, the doctors say the dramatic increase in the.
Do you think it's the real cold tube?
Well, it says it is. It's been.
It's a whole page spread. From such an established, reputable company. All prices are fully inclusive of double glazing, grade 1 security PVC delivery.
I'll be interviewing Paddy Ashton, the party leader, on Sunday at 1:10 on ITV.
Northern Life with Maria Coyle for the podcast after the break.
It doesn't say anywhere where there's a guarantee. All heard in Cheshire. I wonder if it's the same address as when we got ours.
Well, we should have the guarantee somewhere in the box there.
Unless it's... How long is it since it was supposed to have gone bust?
What, yes, it's that not it was gone bust.
I thought it was about 10 years.
Wasn't there somebody at Lancaster Park? Who got the...
I can't remember. When we got that, when we had ours, and they said if you found someone else who would have Cold Shield, you would get £75 back. Mm-hmm. And you gave the thing to, who was it who was thinking about it? Was it, what did they call, Isabel, wasn't it her? Wasn't it just before or after her husband died?
Mm. Well, I don't know. Her husband died when we lived at Kirkfield. Couldn't have been that.
No. Well, I phoned Shirley. And she said she's fine. Mm-hmm. I told her off and I'm not telling her she was ill. And she said, no, I'm fine. She's got her friend Sandy staying with her.
Where's Gareth, like?
He was in the house. I didn't speak to him, not. And I just spoke to Shirley. Sandy's staying with her for a few days. What else did she say?
Did you say about it was going down or not?
No, I didn't mention it. At the moment. She's got Sandy staying now. I asked her about the letter and she said she couldn't remember anything about it, but she filled in something when they came back from Belfast. And she said, open it. So I opened it and it's one of these things. If you book to go to Dublin before May the whatever, the end of May, then if you went again in the autumn, you get £50 worth of vouchers or something. You go half price. It's one of those con things like they tried
Well, like our holiday that
you yes. Why? I mean, why would she go to Dublin before? And why Dublin when they crossed from Northern Ireland?
I don't know. Because they're trying to sell the things off all the time.
Anyway, she doesn't want it. Martin still hasn't got his invalidity pension sorted out. But he's managing all right at the moment. He's filled in all the things. I forgot to... I haven't watched the television at all. I forgot to record, what to call that thing? With a devil in it.
Well, it was halfway through when I came in.
I know, I forgot to record it for you. I think I'll go to bed early tonight.
Essentially a dry weather picture, although the eastern side of the country continues to catch the full force of those rather vicious winds, along with a good sprinkling shower. Out to the more sheltered west, in the case of more breaks in the sky...
Does that rain mean it's off the coast, or it's in our area? And was that -1 just the western side, or us as well?
We'll get to know better with the local news after this.
Oh well, according to that, it's a cloud. At least it's a white cloud, not a black one. Did you see your mother?
Well, I got a message. Will you tell me, brother? No, don't tell me, brother. She said to one of the nurses, and they said, your brother? Oh, my son. I said, well, what did? Don't you have to tell me? She said, we're not going to tell you. So I didn't get to know what. They didn't have to tell my brother.
Oh, what was she doing tonight?
I don't know. Mostly dry, sunny spells.
I'll have to get some washing done. They were threatening to take over the kitchen. We'll have to get a better box. There's some bottles, jars for the bottle bank as well. Television supplement in a comic thing, Out of the Mirror.
I don't think he believed me. And it's in, this'll be twice in a month. And Chris is back again as our paper boy. The other one was so useless. But according to the that new manager in the paper shop, everyone else got theirs. So I said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not included in everyone else. And he gave me one. The Radio Times. Why? Staying up all Thursday night. What shift are you on Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Well, you could stay in bed all day on Friday. And I could take the kids to school and go back. I need to go to the Co-op and Iceland. What shall I get for your mother? I'll get some chocolate biscuits, I think. You would think she would put on a lot of weight, wouldn't you?
I don't think she's that much.
I know she doesn't eat that much, but what she is eating is everything sweet. Chocolate.
Is she eating them?
Pardon?
Is she eating them?
Well, she... I don't know.
You know she goes there. Stuff alike.
Hmm?
You know what nursing stuff alike?
I know what nursing stuff alike. Well, yes. I certainly do. If anyone offered me a chocolate when I was nursing, yes, I would eat it because I was always hungry. Reminds me, I meant to get weighed this morning before I had my breakfast. And I forgot. Remind me tomorrow before I eat anything.
You've got on. You better support than the ones, those flat heel ones. You get back from. So your Achilles tendon.
It's better now. I did, on Wednesday, I did the, Angelina said to me, don't do the high impact if you think it's going to hurt again. I still have the support on, but I managed okay. Didn't hurt. The pink one's the dishcloth. The blue one's the one I wipe up small spills off the floor. I wonder how Brian he is. I said, I wonder how Brian he is. She wasn't very well yesterday. Every time she got a bump or a knock off one of the others, she was howling instead of clouting them back. And Richard had, I don't think Richard's very well. He, I said, I don't, I'll stop ringing the top. I say, I don't think Richard's very well either. He cried more than usual. I wonder what kind of a night Trevor had with them on his own. What do you think of Granny Jean offering again to get Martin from school to save Trevor walking him home? Rinse my fingers. Get the noses in. I don't know what the pan cream on my hands. That spurtle was used as a... I don't remember what Richard was using it as yesterday.
He was poking the drain.
What are we going to do about these tiles for the step? Cover this little hole up. I hate to think what must be down there now. Oh, where are my other glasses?
Well, I told you, they're penny pads. And they were cheaper than...
Cheaper? Phoenix?
Were cheaper than... What they call it? The place in the old days.
Cheaper than the do-it-yourself shop or Brady's?
Them both.
But when can we get through to Newcastle?
Well, I'm on a week's holiday, aren't I, at least, and I've got to go, unless you go to all the shops. I've got an all-day meeting, and we're going to sit on the Tuesday.
Which Tuesday? After the break-up?
That's right. Which is this next Friday?
Yes.
So I hope they've sorted out the lint in the field.
The what?
The lint in the field at the school that Mrs. was supposed to let Mrs. know. So she could get it off to the parents to get the money back so they can go up the scanner.
You didn't tell me about that.
I didn't tell you.
You didn't? All you told me. Go on. This lens. All you told me was that Miss was retiring, but I hadn't to tell anyone. Which I haven't done, which I don't intend to do.
At the beginning of Lent, this approached me.
Yes.
To see what she should do about the Lent in the field.
Uh-huh.
As she always does. Since I said, why send money to Great Ormond Street when there was plenty of children's things local?
Yes.
So I asked if we wanted anything, but she said we wanted a bed at the cottage hospital.
What good's a bed with no extra nurses?
Well, there are special beds.
Oh, you mean a bed? Do you mean a special kind of mattress?
Well, she just asked about a bed, so I told her that were.
You mean a bed to replace a bed that there already is?
She just said a bed.
Yes.
So I told her there were special beds that we are very useful, in fact, very necessary in some cases. And tend to be shorter than.
Uh-huh.
And a Nimbus bed costs £2,000. And there's another one on the market which you can't remember the name of, which costs a lot more.
Uh-huh.
Something like £5,000. Anyway, I set up, make inquiries as to what was wanted. And I said that the new children's ward will open at the Wandsbeck Hospital. Perhaps there would have been some. I saw Mrs. said they were aiming to raise money for the scanner appeal. But also we're going to have an obstetric outpatients department at the cottage hospital for the very first time.
A what?
An obstetric outpatients.
Yeah.
And obviously there would tend to be other children with mothers then. So there would be perhaps a play facility there. And other children will go to the ENT clinic and go to the... Well, just go to the outpatients in general and the casualties.
Yes.
There's very limited facilities for children to play with. So... But I also approached Mrs. about the Wandsbeck government. Anyway, she wanted me to go and see her. She said there was a scanner appeal, but she was also going to talk about all sorts of other things that were possible, and because there was an arts appeal for arts facilities at the hospital, and all sorts of things. So I went back to Miss said about the scanner appeal, and she said that would be she thought that would be the best idea. Not the children's thing. Hospital, but I also told her it was the Diamond Jubilee of the hospital. And the children will be invited to the hospital for that day, that week, sorry. It's going to be a week in June. So she wanted to know details. So I asked Mrs. Fisher, what would she write to Miss Fisher for all the details? And she thought it would be far better if she went to see her next day in the door. She was going on Wednesday, I hope she went.
Hold on, which one was going to see which one?
Mrs.
was going to see Miss. Uh-huh.
But I've done my... So then I saw Mrs. on Tuesday when I was at Ashington. And she came up with all sorts of things that she would like for the new Wandsbeck development. But there's nothing ready, of course. I mean, there's this giant sundial we're going to have in one of the courtyards. It's a giant one. It's the building and the blocks of things in the courtyard that make up the time. So the sun shines on that particular bit of the courtyard, and it's 8 o'clock, and that one it's 9 o'clock, and so forth. This is just in a courtyard, and there'll be shrubs and things. So
where is it going to be seen from?
I presume it's seen from the wards that are behind, looking down into this courtyard. There's also a play area for the children's ward. There's also some murals on the walls, various artistic murals, and of course they've got this grant from Alcan for £6,000 for a Proggy Mat exhibition.
A £6,000 grant for a Proggy Mat exhibition?
Well, over a period, it's in other things too, but this set of murals and Proggy Mats are involved in it. and various other art things. But also there's the thought of a garden and the children keeping the garden up. But that's, I find that's a long way, and I have transport difficulties to go from here to the Wandsworth Hospital. But then I thought, perhaps, if...
I can't see the Education Committee, with their lack of money, paying for transport for children from here to go to Ashington Hospital to do a garden.
The Education Committee and the school governors have no money at all to pay for that. But then,
it's a very low priority.
Well, it isn't even a priority. It is nothing. They won't get the money. They won't pay for them to go swimming. Well, they've got to walk to go swimming. But I thought that now that the MS has acquired that bus, and it's going to be standing around doing nothing for most of the time, and it's a 29-seater bus. I mean, the seats come up so that wheelchairs can go in, but in between times it's 29 seats.
And then you'll need a PSV
license. But that's perhaps easily remedied, that you could get a driving license holder to take them, a volunteer driving license holder, among one of the parents, or somebody who could take the children at periodic intervals to visit the hospital to do this sort of thing. So that was a possibility, but I haven't seen Miss about all these sort of things. But I did also say to Mrs. that the new head would be appointed to take inpost from 1st of September, that it might be better to discuss it with them after I discussed it with Miss.
I only know one bus driver with children.
The ambulance drivers.
And I think their children go to the Catholic school. This letter from the multiple sclerosis.
Yes, said.
That says if you've got wheelchairs in, you reduce your number of people. You're not reducing the size of the bus.
Well, I think that's
and
clear.
Someone who's been just used to driving a car. Are they going to be able to drive a huge long bus with no extra tuition? Whether it's got 16 people in it or 29, it doesn't alter the length of the bus.
I drive a minibus at the hospital.
I know.
Which only takes 4 wheelchairs. And of course, it's the drivers of the minibus things that bring them. I think I would query that anyway. That just
would you like to get into a vehicle the length of a bus with no extra tuition and just drive it?
But I query as well whether just because you reduce the number of passengers in it, that you don't need a PSV license or the equivalent. It isn't a PSV license, but it's...
Oh, you do? They've looked into that.
It sounds doubtful to me. But anyway, there's the insurance point of view. But anyway, I mean, that's easily remedied. If people who are willing to drive can have experience in driving before they take passengers out. You know, I didn't drive the minibus until I'd driven it without passengers.
Yeah.
I mean, I drove the minibus with only somebody in with me before I drove it with people in it.
Didn't you drive Nancy Dagg's?
Oh yes, I drove that, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but you drove that one.
I drove it to Washington.
You drive her to Washington in it.
Yes.
Do you think I should throw these roses out? They're dead, aren't they?
I'm afraid so.
It's a shame.
Well, they'll be forced for last Sunday.
Pardon?
They will be forced for last Sunday, and that was the aim, wasn't it?
I know, but they were dead by about Tuesday. The yellow one was dead by Tuesday. What a shame. Never mind. Right, I'll put my makeup on.
You want this umbrella tree?
Huge saucer on the old one.
Oh, but that's an... If you put one in the plant pot, that's a different matter altogether.
Just leave it there for now. I'm going to put my makeup on and think what I need from the shops. I know. I have to hurry up or you'll get no dinner. Take that upstairs with me. fall, my head feels a lot better. I don't, I haven't had a headache like this for...
Still impossible to wait.
No, I need some... I wanted a carton of live yoghurt. I don't think the live yoghurt I used was any good, because for a start it was fruit-flavoured. No, it wasn't, it was natural, but it said mild-flavoured, and I don't think it was the proper, like the Greek style, real live yoghurt that would have started all the fungus growing on it. It is beginning to look like a proper stone pot, though. Container. Okay, I'll go and get ready.
Well, you want the yoghurt product before we put the...
I don't think it matters, but if the weather's still going to be freezing at night...
I guess no difference. It's outside all the time anyway.
I know, but it's got the polythene bag around it still. I've got it standing on that brick to drain. Wish I knew what to do with the other azalea. Some of the... stems on it look as if they're not mouldy, but they're sort of
green. We just have to dig it up and put them on
there. Those hyacinths in the cauldron are taking a long time to come out, aren't they? Mm. And I thought the tulip, I mentioned the coal scuttle, the tulips in the cauldron, I thought they'd had it, they were lying down completely.
Straightened up.
Grown up again. And those forget-me-nots that are called blue ball and are supposed to have brilliant blue flowers are coming out with tiny pinky purple flowers. Mm. If they're blue, so am I.
Is that miniature rose is going to come one turn to another one with them?
The one in the tub, no.
Yes.
Oh yeah, the one in the tub looks okay, it's the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I like the other one best as well, it's the peach one. When are you going to prune them?
Well, when I plant that other one where you want to plant it, that's...
I wonder when John is going to have the...
wheelbarrow ready.
Yes. Oh. Said in yesterday's paper that someone had had a wheelbarrow valued at £30 stolen from a back garden, and it was somewhere at Kirk Hill, where the back gardens aren't particularly accessible. So ours must have cost, I'm sure that would cost them a lot more than £30. Because it didn't say a wrought iron wheelbarrow or anything, it just said a wheelbarrow.
Well, those four tips.
So we'd have to get it.
Those four tips, incidentally, I saw, you know, the compound Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, and Tchaikovsky. I saw them for £15.
What four tips?
The four tips, compact tips. I said the four that they sent. I saw them for £15. And
the two sent you?
The Shirley and Gareth sent me. Christmas.
Oh. I wish you'd think of something you would like for your birthday.
Sure, you want to. God, you need binoculars to go to Rome with. To look up at the...
Well, I can't see very well through binoculars.
The Sistine Chapel. Unless we take those big ones with us.
Oh, Jim, you're too heavy.
Well, need an easier camera.
It doesn't need an easier camera, it needs you.
No, it doesn't. What happens with that camera? You've got to rewind it every time. The Better ones now automatic rewind. That's what I need.
You have never sat down and read.
It's the rewind. It's all the problem.
Read all the instructions. The same with the video camera. You haven't even watched the tape.
When have I had an opportunity to watch the tape?
Oh, you must have been able to squeeze half an hour sometime or other. Anyway, I'm going to get ready or we'll never get the shopping done before you go to work. Right, I'm ready. You locked the back door? I thought we were walking. Are we not? Okay. Pardon? I thought we were walking.
Well, you want to walk or you want to go in the car?
Well, I have to go to the paper shop.
Well, I'll drop you at the paper shop while I go around.
Oh, that's a good idea. Out at the road end. Have you stuck a poster in? No, you haven't. In the back window?
No, I haven't.
I think more people see the back coming up that way than they do the front window.
Well, a lot of people put dowry banks now. Yeah. So this is both ways. But I'll stick one in the back as well.
Have I got my glasses with me or I can't see the prices? Oh, I haven't got my purse. Oh, brilliant. Is that a squashed ball on the road? That means I haven't got a key to get back in the house. Just stop here, I'll run over the road. Give me the key, please. Thanks. Ooh!
Wants to be in.
It's there. Sorry. Very pleased, did he?
I was in such a desperate hurry, you could have gone down the door to everywhere.
We don't usually get a second post on a Saturday.
You do, you get a post.
Oh, yeah. I've dropped my pen under your seat. I'll get it when we... Have you got another one? Thanks.
just realised I hadn't either. When I saw that woman crossing the road, I thought it was her. Please let us out, someone. Press the button, somebody.
Wasn't them that was stopping.
Oh, thank you, kind sir. It wasn't what?
It wasn't the cars there, it was the cars turning in that was stopping and getting out.
We need some sugar. We've had no sugar all this week. Not that you've noticed. I made the custard from sugar cubes. I don't know how old the sugar cubes were. Right. We got them when we packed up your mother's house. Right, where am I? I'll meet you at the Co-op. Okay. I can't get out any quicker. See you later. Hello. And there was no television supplement and no comic in the Daily Mirror this morning. That's the second time in the past 4 weeks we've had missed that. Thank you. You haven't given me the bits missing from the mirror.
Well, that's, I don't believe that, because that's come from the mirror itself, one of us so many.
Well, I'm sorry, but my Daily Mirror was delivered this morning without the television supplement and without the comic.
The page,
and I want them.
The actual page?
The whole supplements that come on Saturdays.
That for a straight pound?
That part.
That part wasn't in?
This part was not in, and there's usually a free comic as well, and that wasn't in either. And that's the second time in the past 4 weeks that those pieces have been missing from it.
Well, do you have paper there, have you?
No, I don't need the whole paper. I've got the rest of it.
I can't get you one over there, though.
Well, you're going to have to, because when I paper a paper, I want it to be complete. So I want that piece, and I want that piece. No, wait a minute, where is it? Which is the television?
You get my 80p piece for the
right. Cook. 60
pence.
60.
Where does it start?
It's 42.
Which is the beginning of it? There we are. Right, so I've got the two pieces that are missing from my paper.
Sorry.
Well, I've already paid for mine, so I'm going to get... So, well, you'll just have to tell them that it's missing, but when I've paid for a newspaper, I expect to get all the pieces that I've paid for. And I've already paid for mine, so this I'll take. Thank you. Hello.
Aid helps needy children and their communities abroad. It drops wells for clean water and things like that. Helps with education. Raises a lot of money through sponsorship, through people committing money every month.
Will it go in?
Yeah, sure it will.
Thank you.
Thank you.